Hello, welcome to the podcast for Freelance G, issue 6 for November 21st, 2014. All right, got a lot of good stuff posted this week. I'm still doing a bit of research on my own to build up a content marketing system for clients, but after listening to a couple of podcasts and actually speaking to him, Brian Castle has really got me thinking a bit bigger about building some like standardized processes and stuff like that. Which kind of made me think about it. Freelance Chi mostly focuses on like the latest new content. So, you know, new things that were just posted and news in a way. But sometimes I come across like an interesting piece that's like, you know, from a couple months ago, a couple years ago, and it's still really good. It's kind of that timeless stuff that everyone should be reading. So I was just curious, you know, is that something you'd be interested in? Should I, you know, include a few links of those if I run across them in each issue? If so, just let me know, you know, email me or at reply me on Twitter, whatever. And so let's get into the content. So the first one is a post by Preston D. Lee called How to Move Your Creative Business from Time Poor to Time Rich with One Daily Action. He's basically talking about how even when you're, quote, successful and like you're working full time, all your availability is taken up by clients, you're still actually limited by how much time you have in each day to bill. He gets into it about how you can, you know, take some time and use that to build side products and use those side products as a way to get some of your time back. So you're not trading, you know, your entire 8 hour a day for billable rates. And it's hard enough to do everything you want to do. I mean, myself, I'm constantly having to go through my to-do list. It gets, you know, 400, 500, 600, 800, 900 items long. A lot of that comes from just advice that I hear from people of, oh, you should do this. Oh, you should do this. Naomi Dunford kind of gives some advice that I'm going to be taking myself about how you can take advice from people. It's a nice way to kind of filter the onslaught of, you know, do this, do that, do this. And I get the irony of that she's giving you advice on how to take advice, but this is a good one. The next one is our sponsor for this week called The Freelancer's Guide to Long-Term Contracts. This is my training product teaching you how you can go from jumping from client to client, project to project, to building a longer term relationship with your clients and using that to win repeat projects, long-term multi-year projects, that sort of thing. It really helps free you from having to jump into marketing, jump into sales all the time, and unless you focus on what you're really good at, which is providing your service. The next link today is from Curtis McKell. I think he's doing a whole series on it, but he's talking about like the initial prospect email. So when you approach a client or if they approach you and, you know, you start talking to them, it's that email you send with like a bunch of questions about them or their project. He's been going through the one he uses and actually explaining it and talking about like why the section's here, why the section's there. Myself, I'm always looking for improvements in this. This is one of those processes that I have that I know if I make a big change to it, it can have a large impact on the rest of my sales pipeline. And so I'm constantly refining it, but he has some good ones in here. And if you don't have one, if you don't use a template, I would recommend stealing his. And then, like I said, I'm working on trying to build like a content marketing thing for Littlestream Software. And on the BidSketch blog, Kerry Smith writes about how you can use content marketing in your agency. The process actually looks like it would work fine for solo people too. So don't take agency as a bad thing. Big thing for me is I'm just trying to take a little bit more discipline with mine. So it's more of a process instead of just I need to write, I need to post, I need to blog, whatever. Everyone has problems. Everyone has, you know, things that happen that they know it shouldn't happen, but they do. Even with all my experience and knowledge around marketing, I still have trouble finding clients every now and then. Michael on the Consulting Success blog writes about one way to overcome this problem. And I've actually used an informal version of this in the past. It's a really good way to kind of help get yourself into gear when you know what you're supposed to be doing. You're just not actually doing it. And then I have another post from the BidSketch blog. This one's actually really good. It's called How to Find More Clients Without Using Job Boards. I know a lot of freelancers, you know, use job boards as their primary source of finding work. But one, the competition can be killer. And two, if you rely on them only, you're basically at their mercy. You know, if there's no jobs or projects posted for what you're working on, you're out of work. So it's really important to build additional marketing channels to find clients. And this blog post has a couple ideas around that. In an article from Ashley, she writes about using a balance sheet, like a financial balance sheet, as a way to visualize systems and processes. It's basically called user productivity balance sheet for long-term efficiency. It's interesting because you write about, you know, the processes you have and then the activities you're doing that could be turned into a process, but they're not a process yet. And I'm considering doing this myself. It seems like a really good way to kind of see and visualize the different processes and stuff you need to build without actually having just this big long list. And I think it might actually help me like really look at what activities I'm doing that are taking the most time or the most energy, and actually categorizing them so those become the priority instead of just, you know, going through what I can think of. In an article, Simple Consulting Solution to a Complicated Problem, Michael here talks about how sometimes building a system or a process around a problem can actually make things more complicated than it needs to. It's a nice article. There's a good story about basically asking for something custom at a restaurant. I think this is a nice contrast to the previous resource. The key to it, though, is to really start with a system and then actually refine it from there until it becomes as simple as possible. Most of the systems I've built myself have been pretty complex, pretty detailed, and in effect overkill. And sometimes I would abandon the system because it's too much. I think I need to take that next step and actually start refining it. Like look at as, okay, here's the problem. What's the simplest way to get it done? So in this episode of the Freelancer Show, which was episode 138, we talked about goals and year-end planning. It's pretty good because we're, you know, coming into 2015. Also, I go off on a rather large tangent about building good habits, which if you know me, that's not really much of a surprise. But that's kind of something that I've been doing all of this year, 2014. And I found that building the habits has been actually a lot better for kind of my long-term stuff than actually having goals and focusing on goals. So if you're interested in goals, year-end planning, or habits, I'd recommend listening to this episode. And then finally, the Business of Freelancing podcast, Brennan interviews Scott Yule of Blackfin Media. Scott, I listened to one of his podcasts, and Blackfin Media is like a development agency to do some development design work. And I think Brennan was saying something like Scott's doing like a $1,000 to $10,000 projects here and there, like, you know, on the smaller side as far as development agencies. But based on some advice that he got from Brennan, Scott just booked and landed his first $100,000 project. So this is interesting if you're doing like the smaller ones and you're looking about trying to get into the larger projects or what to do to kind of, you know, get yourself ready for that. This would be a good podcast to listen to. All right. And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed and got value out of this issue of Freelance Chi. Please let me know if you want me to include some of like those more timeless articles or resources that I find that I talked about at the top of the show. Just, you know, email me, edavis, Little Stream Software, or if you're getting the newsletter, you can just reply to that. Or if you're on Twitter, you can just send me an @reply. I'm edavis10, the number 10. And then I'll be back again next week with the latest news and resources for freelancers. Take care.